For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Continuing steadfast when facing challenges. As ministers of the gospel, we will face challenges at times. In 2 Timothy 2:3, the Apostle Paul admonished the younger minister Timothy, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." The Greek word kakapatheo, translated endure hardness in this verse, is used only three other places in the New Testament. Later in the same chapter, the word is translated suffer trouble. Further on in 2 Timothy, it is translated endure afflictions. The fourth time it occurs is in the book of James, where it also has the sense of afflictions. So kakopatheho means to endure hardness, suffer trouble, and endure afflictions. What Paul was conveying to Timothy is conveyed to us as well. We will face hard places in our ministry. The apostle used a military analogy in 2 Timothy 2:3. Those who serve in the military typically leave home, family, friends, and vocation, subjecting themselves to their commander and yielding control of their lives to the military branch of the government. We have enlisted in God's service and have subjected our lives to our commander. He controls our present and our future. And like Timothy, we will need to endure hardness as part of being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Paul spent many months in Arabia after his conversion, and we can gather that the Lord was using that Arabian experience to school him. We will have Arabian experiences as well, where the Lord allows hardships or solitary times that are designed to help us grow. We need to advance beyond the place where challenges cause us to become weak and discouraged, or we will never survive spiritually. The apostle endured his share of disappointments in the course of his ministry, including things that could have caused him to become disheartened. In one place he relates, "No man stood with me, but all men forsook me." However, in the next verse he adds, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." We are never alone, even if we feel lonely, for we have the assurance that God stands with us. The saints of God stand with us too. We are surrounded by godly people in our worldwide church family who have a stake in this latter rain gospel. They have been blessed by it, as we have been, so we need to withstand every attempt by the enemy to sidetrack us and know that God is going to continue to bless. We know that God is the one who called us to the ministry. However, in Colossians 1:23, Paul said he was made a minister. When we make something, we expend time and energy to accomplish our task. Being called to be ministers does not make us ministers. Part of what makes us ministers includes enduring hardship. While suffering in itself does not make us a better person, if we respond to suffering by allowing it to shape our character in a positive fashion, then we have chosen to benefit by it. In 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, the apostle describes some of what he endured, relating, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." A few verses later he stated, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." We usually think of challenges or difficulties as working against us, but here we see where our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us. The very things that we think of as opposing forces are for our development and strengthening. Not many of us will face the difficulties that Paul faced, but we may be mischaracterized, misunderstood, and unappreciated. Still, we must never think of ourselves as victims. Just as Jesus gave himself willingly to accomplish a certain goal, we willingly endure those things as unto the Lord. God calls us to remain holy, steadfast, and faithful in the midst of difficulties. He requires us, as he required the early church, to be patient and to persevere in the midst of great adversity. Etched in our spirits must be the assurance that our labor is not done for an earthly reward, but for a crown of glory that will never fade. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. There will be waves of revival and times of encouragement along the way, and other times when revival and encouragement are lacking. Either way, we look to the God who gave us our mission and remain confident that He will fulfill it. We have every reason in the world to go forward with a buoyant spirit and believe that God is going to work everything for good, as He always has done.